哈利路亚，哈利路亚！各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
哈利路亚 ，peace be with you。啊，
感谢神啊，赏赐小弟今天有这个机会在这里跟大家来分享啊神的话语。
Thank God for giving me this opportunity to share the words of God with you。
啊，首先要感谢神啊，带领啊这一次啊美国总会的圣职人员的进修会能够在伊丽莎白教会来举开。
First, I'd like to thank God for allowing us to have USGA Minister Workshop here in Elizabeth.
那感谢弟兄姐妹的爱心啊，在这里接待我们，能够让我们在这里有一个很好的环境，一起来灵修啊，来享受啊神的爱。
I thank the love of our brothers and sisters, and this allows us to be able to come here to cultivate our spiritually and to enjoy each other's love.
今天安排小弟在这边、分享，其实是压力很大的。
Actually, I'm under great pressure here.
因为在座的我们美国所有的传道同工聚集在这里，要来互相分享神的恩典。
Because of the USGA workers are here to share the grace of God together.
那我们也在这个机会有时间静下心来学习一些。我们应当要知道的一些装备。
And through this opportunity, we should calm our hearts down so that we can learn the teachings that are necessary for us to learn in order to equip ourselves.
有很多资深的同工呢，他们其实应该来分享他们从神领受的。
There are many seasoned workers among us who should be here to share what they have received.
但是既然被安排了，就只好在这边来各家分享有关于小弟。在读经的时候所感受到的跟大家来一起学习。
But since I'm scheduled to lead the service, I'd like to share with you what I have gained through my Bible reading.
那今天晚上跟大家来分享建造会幕的巧匠。
Tonight I'd like to share with you the topic of the crafty workman who built tabernacle.
那这个是在出埃及记里面所描述的一件非常重要的一个工作。
This is a very important work recorded in Exodus.
因为目前我们芝加哥教会呢，小弟所负担安排的所负担的教会，目前读经的进度刚刚读完了出埃及记。
Because Chicago Church, the church I'm assigned to, just finished studying Exodus.
那一般来说，我们读到出埃及记，都读到前半段，大概在二十章的时候就停止了。
Usually, when we read the book of Exodus, we stop around chapter 20.
因为到出埃及记二十章就谈到我们。一定要知道了十诫的这个神的诫命。
Because chapter 20 records the Ten Commandments, which every one of us should know.
那我们读完十诫之后，接下去就是有关于律法神对摩西的一些吩咐。有时候我们觉得看起来很繁琐，很多人都跳过去了。
After we read about the Ten Commandments, the later chapters record all the little details, the law that God commanded Moses.
但其实出埃及记的后半段记载了非常重要的属灵的教训。
So we usually think that they are very burdensome to read, so we skip it. But actually, they are very important.
因为这一段里面，神当时候交代摩西要怎么样建造他的会幕。
Because in these passages, God instructed Moses how to build the tabernacle.
那会幕里面，神指定了有一些物品跟一些。应该有的设备是神亲自指定的，而且他已经设计好是什么样子。
God personally designed and designated certain articles that are to be included in the tabernacle.
所以出埃及记的后半段记载了很多神在山上怎么样吩咐摩西，会幕里面的每一项东西要怎样造。
That's why the latter half of Exodus mainly records about the instruction that God gave Moses regarding how to build these articles.
然后从三十五章开始，百姓他们就照着神的吩咐，一件一件的造。所以很多信息从三十五章之后重复前面二十三章以后的信息。
Chapter 35 onwards records how the people obeyed the commandments of God and started to build the tabernacle according to the instruction of God. And that's why we see that there are many repetitions in these chapters.
那有时候我们会觉得说这个东西没什么好看的，所以就忽略了。
Sometimes we think that these details are not worth our time, so we skip them.
那其实因为我们知道为什么神要建造会幕呢？
But why did God tell the people to build the tabernacle?
神当初在西乃山上降临的时候，他跟以色列百姓直接说话。
When God descended on Mount Sinai, He spoke personally to Israelites.
可是那时候的以色列百姓他们吓坏了。
But at that time, the Israelites were so afraid.
所以后来他们百姓就跟摩西说：“哦，神不要跟我们讲话。”
That's why they told Moses, to ask God not to talk to them.
就你们，你跟我讲，你跟神讲话，然后你再把神的话告诉我们就可以了。
They said that it's okay if you relay the message of God to us.
因为他们经历的这个神的威严跟神的圣洁。
Because they have experienced God's sovereignty and holiness.
那时候，摩西跟百姓这样说。
Then at that time, Moses told the people.
我们现在请看出埃及记第二十章。
Now please turn to Exodus chapter 20.
出埃及记二十章。
Exodus chapter 20.
二十节。
Verse 20.
出埃及记二十章二十节。
Exodus chapter 20 verse 20。
摩西对百姓说：“不要害怕，因为神降临是要试验你们，叫你们时常敬畏他，不致犯罪。”
Verse 20. And Moses said to the people, "Do not fear, for God has come to test you, and that His fear may be before you, so that you may not sin."
神降临在西乃山上，在百姓面前，就是要让百姓能够时常敬畏他，知道。带领他们出埃及的这个神是一个怎么样的神
？God descended on Mount Sinai and appeared and showed His face before the people, so that the people will know what kind of God was the God that led them out of Egypt.
这位神是充满宇宙万物的独一真神、独一灵。
This God is a true spirit, the true God who filled the entire universe.
他远远超过人间所有能够想象的最美好的事物。
Surpassed the most beautiful thing that we can imagine in this world.
所以第二十二节，神这样对摩西宣告。
That's why in verse 22, God declared to Moses.
他说：“你要像以色列人这样说，你们自己看见我从天上和你们说话了。你们不可做什么神像与我相配，不可为自己做金银的神像。”二十二节、二十三节。
Verse 20:23. Thus says to you shall say to the children of Israel, "You have seen that I have talked with you from heaven. You shall not make anything to be with me gods of silver or gods of gold, or you shall not make for yourselves."
神特别吩咐说，不可以做什么像来跟他相配，因为他是充满宇宙万物的创物主、造物主。
God especially instructed Moses not to make any image of him because he's the God who created the heavens and the earth.
神无所不在。
He's everywhere.
那可是当神呼召摩西上山，然后跟他面对面说话的时候
，When God called Moses to the mountain to talk to him face to face，
神却又特别吩咐了摩西说要为他造一个圣所。
God specially instructed Moses to build a holy place for God.
那个圣所是要做什么
？What's the purpose of this holy place？
因为既然神是充满宇宙万物、无处不在的
，Since God filled the universe and He's everywhere，
那这个时候神的心意说要造一个圣所，就是后来我们所说的会幕。
Now God desired to build a holy place. Another name for this is tabernacle.
为了要让神可以住在以色列民当中。
So that God can live or dwell among the Israelites.
我们现在请看出埃及记二十五章的第八节。
Please turn to Exodus chapter 25 verse 8.
这里告诉我们会幕的意义是什么。
This verse tells us the meaning of tabernacle.
出埃及记二十五章第八节。
Exodus chapter 25 verse 8.
又当为我造圣所，使我可以住在他们中间，制造帐幕和其中一切器具，都要照我所指示你的样式。
And let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them. According to all that I show you, that is the pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of all its furnishings, just so you shall make it.
这里会幕代表神的同在。
And this verse tells us that tabernacle represents the abidance of God.
那这个会幕的设立其实就是为了要让以色列百姓学习来服侍神，来顺服神的话。
The purpose of establishing tabernacle is to train Israelites to obey God and submit themselves to God's words.
让他们可以体会神的带领，一路神要带着他们走过这个旷野路，进入他所应许的迦南美地。
So that they may be able to experience God and rely on Him.
在会幕里面没有神的像。
in the tabernacle, there is no image of God.
但却是百姓可以跟神亲近、侍奉神的一个场所。
But this is a place where the people may draw near to God and serve Him.
那神特别吩咐摩西说，这个会幕里面一切的器具都要照我所吩咐你的样式哦。
God specially instructed Moses to make all the furnishings in the tabernacle according to the pattern that he has shown him.
那这一点就是神要人顺服的起点。
This is the starting point where God wants man to take.
从这里开始，所有神所吩咐的事情，摩西没有一件事情可以忽略的。
Since from this point onward, there's nothing that God instructed Moses that Moses will not do.
我们如果从出埃及记开始看，我们看到很多会幕里面的一些物品。
If you read Exodus, you will find many descriptions of the furnishings and tabernacle.
很多很多物品呢。
There are many, many furnishings.
到底几件这个会幕当中到底有几件物品呢
？Just exactly how many furnishings are there?
如果我们看出埃及记三十九章啊。
If you read Exodus chapter 39,
39章
chapter 39,
看33节
verse 33,
出埃及记39章的33节
Exodus 39:33,
到41节呢 这一段话呢就概论了所有会幕里面的神要的东西了
33-41 lists all the furnishings in the tabernacle.
我们如果一件一件把它算算看呢
If you count them one by one,
至少有四十大项。
There's at least 40 major furnishings.
那这四十个项目，每一件事情，神都规定的非常详细，是多大的尺寸，什么样式，怎么设计，用什么东西做的，神规定的非常的详细。
God has made a very detailed plan and about how to make each of these furnishings.
那这么详细的吩咐，这些东西谁要来做？
Who's going to carry out this detailed description of each furnishing?
神跟摩西说，圣经里面一直都描述说，神告诉摩西。
The Bible continuously describes that the phrase of God instructed Moses.
当神降临在西乃山的时候，百姓已经知道神所讲的话是不能忽略的。
When God descends on Mount Sinai, the people knew that they cannot ignore what God said.
当时候摩西领受神的命令，他那时候并没有跟神迟疑说，这么详细，这么多东西，到底谁要做，谁会做
？When Moses was listening to God's commandment, he then questioned God and asked, "How come you give me such a detailed instructions, and who's going to carry this out?"
圣经只是很简单的描述说，神说什么，摩西他都听，他都把它记下来。
The Bible simply records God said this and that, Moses listened.
那我们其实。我们所敬拜的神，他是设想非常周到的神。
Actually, the God we worship is a God who makes very detailed plans.
他要人的是那一个顺服的心。
What he wants from us is a heart of obedience.
所以，其实神早就为摩西准备好谁要来建造这些物品的。
God has already prepared people to make these furnishings.
所以，当摩西还在西乃山上的时候，神就已经跟他讲谁要来做这些物品。
That's why when Moses was still on the mountain, God told him who shall make the furnishings.
我们来看出埃及记三十一章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 31.
出埃及记三十一章。
Exodus chapter 31.
我们请看第一节。
Please read verse 1.
三十一章第一节。
Chapter 31, verse 1.
神晓应摩西说：“看啊，犹大支派中户珥的孙子乌利的儿子比撒列，我已经提他的名召他。”
Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "See, I have called by name Bezal, the son of Uri."
那这个人是神在山上直接跟摩西说：“我指定这个人，我提他的名呼召他。”
God personally chose this person and called him.
然后说，我要第三节说，我要以我的灵充满他，使他有智慧、有聪明、有知识，能做各样的工。
Verse 3 says that I have filled him with the spirit of God in wisdom, understanding, knowledge, and all manner of workmanship.
然后第四节说，他可以想出巧工，用金银铜制造各物。第五节说，又能刻宝石，可以镶嵌，能雕刻木头。能做各样的工。
Verse 4, to design artistic works, to work in gold and silver and bronze. Verse 5, in cutting jewels. Verse 7, in carving wood, and to work in all manner of workmanship.
神 直接指明在山上已经跟摩西指明这个人了。
God appointed this person.
已经决定他要怎样去感动这个人来做神要的这一切的工作。
He's already decided how to move this person, prepare him to do God's works.
那这个人很重要。
Now this person is very important.
可是只有一个人没办法做。
But one person cannot finish all this work.
因为神知道人的极限。
Because God knows our limits.
所以第六节特别说，神为他指派了一个同工。
That's why verse 6 tells us that God has appointed with him another worker.
第六节说，我分派但支派中亚西撒抹的儿子亚和利亚伯与他同工。
Verse 6, and I have appointed with him Aholiab, the son of Ahisamach, of the tribe of Dan.
凡心里有智慧的，我更使他们有智慧，能做我一切所吩咐的。
And I have put wisdom in the hearts of all the gifted artisans, that they may make all that I have commanded you.
这里神指定了这个亚和利亚伯与比撒列同工。
God has appointed Aholiab to work with Bezalel.
然后还有另外一批人是凡心里面有智慧的，我要呼召他们，然后我要赐给他们更多智慧。
There's another group of people, and God said that I will call them and put wisdom in their heart.
让他们能够做我一切所吩咐的。
So that they may make all that I have commanded you.
那这一切的简略的说，就是在第七节跟第十一节所说的。
Verse 7 and 11 summarize what God has said.
然后第十一节神说，他们都要照我一切所吩咐的去做。
Verse 11 says, according to all that I have commanded you, they shall do.
所以从这一段圣经看来，这些巧匠是谁？
Who are these artisans?
神指定了两个工头。
God has appointed two captains.
比撒列还有亚和利亚伯。
Bezalel and Aholiab.
还有一群来帮助他们心里面有智慧，愿意听神的呼召来工作的。
As well as a group of gifted artisans who God had filled their hearts with wisdom so that they may work.
这些信息是神对摩西说在山上说的。
This is the message that God has given to Moses when he was on the mountain.
那等到摩西领受了这个命令以后，他下山。
After Moses had received this instruction, he went down the mountain.
接下来在出埃及记第三十五章，我们请看三十五章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 35.
第三十节。
Verse 30.
这里是摩西对以色列人说。
This is the message that Moses said to the children of Israel.
那三十节开始，他所描述的话基本上是跟三十一章是一样的。
Starting from verse 30, the message that Moses told the Israelites was very similar to the passage that we just read.
包括指定这个比撒列来做神要他做的工。
Including appointing Bezalel to do the works that God has appointed him to do.
告诉以色列百姓，神指明了这个亚和利亚伯啊，因为他心里面有智慧，能够教导人来跟。这个比撒列同工。
And he also said that God has appointed Aholiab to work with Bezalel because he has wisdom.
摩西啊，他很忠实的把这个神的话向以色列百姓宣告，让百姓都能够知道说，现在神指定这两个人要来做这个工作。
Faithfully, Moses instructed the people of Israel what God wanted them to do.
那他们这些人听到这个消息以后，他们就开始心里面被神感动，因为现在要建造会幕，以色列百姓就开始奉献礼物了。
After the people heard the message, their hearts were touched, and they started to make offering and prepare for the works.
那他们奉献礼物，圣经特别讲到说，这个时候在三十六章第一节里面这样说。
Chapter 36, verse 1 says.
比撒列和亚和利亚伯并一切心里有智慧的，就是蒙神赐智慧聪明，叫他知道做圣所各样使用之工的，都要照神所吩咐的做工。
And Bezalel and Aholiab and every gift of artisan whom the Lord has put wisdom understanding to know how to do all manner of work for the service of the sanctuary shall do according to all that the Lord has commanded.
第二节说，凡神赐他心里面有智慧，而且受感前来做这工的，摩西把他们和比撒列并亚和利亚伯一同招来。
Verse 2, that Moses called Bezalel and Aholiab, and every gifted artisan in whose heart the Lord had put wisdom, everyone whose heart was stirred to come and do the work.
这个是要建造会幕，真的要实际去做工的开始。
This is the beginning of the construction of the tabernacle.
这些巧匠都是受神的感召来工作的。
These artisans came to work because their heart was stirred.
不管是神直接或间接的选召，都是出于神的旨意。
Either they were directly or indirectly chosen by God, and they came to work on this project because it was God's will.
也都是神的作为，神的工作。
And they were part of God's work.
然后这些前来做工的，神都用他的灵充满他们。
Those who came to do the work, God filled their heart with His Spirit.
神主动选召以后，神把他的灵赐给他们，让他们有智慧、知识、聪明，加上能力。
After God chose them, God filled their heart with His Spirit, wisdom, and capabilities so that they are able, they might be capable to do the work that God instructed them.
这也让我们看到说神的灵、哦、真的是非常的有有非常的奇妙。
So we see that God's Spirit is very amazing.
圣殿、这个会幕里面这些物品，如果我们仔细把它看一看、哦、就是说有关神怎么样描述，然后神到底 要这个大小多大多小来做来把它组成、哦、如果我们光是看文字的描述，其实很难去了解的。
If we merely read the description of the furnishings of the tabernacle, it's very hard for us to understand what they are.
我想今天弟兄姐妹一定有去买家具回来自己组装的经验。
I believe that many of us have the experience of purchasing our own furniture and assembling them in our home.
有时候我们要组一个桌子啊，组一个椅子啊，就花了半天了。
So sometimes, assembling a chair or a table will take us half a day.
越大的物品，有时候组装起来越麻烦。
The bigger the furniture, the more hassle it is to put them together.
有时候我们看那个步骤画图，一步一步都还搞错。
Sometimes, even though we have instructions in pictures, we may make mistakes.
那这里面，我们看圣经描述有关于神要这个会幕，比如说他这个约柜要怎样做，它里面的板子要怎样组。要怎么把它立起来？每一个细节，神都交代的非常的清楚。
But if you read the descriptions of the furnishing of the tabernacle, they're very detailed.
但人要照神所吩咐的一切去做，都不能改的。
A man has to do everything according to God's plan, and they cannot change any single detail.
那我们知道以色列百姓他们在出埃及以前他们做什么呢
？And before the children of Israel left Egypt, what did they do？
他们并不是 去在社会里面做什么专业的工作，有这种各方面的才能的、啊。
They were not professionals. They weren't specialized in any trade.
圣经说他们在出埃及以前，他们是当奴隶的。
The Bible tells us that before, when they were in Egypt, they were slaves.、
我们就想一个人当奴隶，他有多少时间，有多少才能够去学这些巧工啊
？So if a person is a slave, how much time does he have to learn a trade？
我们如果看这个。圣经描述这个神的灵充满这个比撒列之后，他所能够做的工作，我们真的会被神的灵的这个能力感动。
But if you read the Bible, and you see that after Eliab was chosen by God, God filled his heart with His Spirit, and he was able to do all this detailed work, you'll be touched by the power of the Spirit of God.
这个人真的是什么东西都可以做。
This person indeed can do anything.
从木工到金属工，到雕刻宝石，到做衣服的，到设计，什么东西全包了。
From carpentry to metal design to setting jewels to making clothing, he can do anything.
今天我们想想看，如果我们一个人要用这么多技术哈，要花多少时间去学习
？So today, think about it. If a person wants to learn how to do all of this. How much time does he need to put in?
我们今天如果要拿到一个执照，可能就要花几年的时间哦。
And today, if we want to gain, to get a certificate or a license, we may have to spend many years.
但是当神的灵感动一个人，神要用他的时候
，But when the Spirit of God moves a person, when God wants to use a person,
这个时候，这个人本身就好像变了一个人似的。
Then this person will be transformed to like a new person.
那圣经从三十五章开始哦，三十六章开始就在讲他们怎么做，都在描述说，就是这个比撒列他就按照神的方法做了圣殿里面所有这些物品。
Starting from chapter 36, the Bible describes to us how Bezalel carried out all the plans of God.
他能够想出巧工，照神的话，把这些物品都一一的造成了。
He was able to design artistic works and make every furnishing that God has instructed them to do.
他有这么高的智慧能力，其实就是从神的灵来的。
He has such a wisdom and capability because God gave it to him.
他不但有那个知识，他还知道能够怎么做。
Not only did he have the knowledge, he knew how to do them.
那所以。当神的灵充满的时候，很多事情原本不可能的就变得可能了。
So when God's spirit fills a person, he will be able to do what's impossible.
那这些巧工，他们被神灵充满之后，还有一个很重要的特色。
After these artisans were filled by the spirit of God, they exhibit another characteristic.
他们知道怎么样教导别人了。
They knew how to teach others.
我们看三十五章，我们看一下三十五章的第。三十四节。
Let's read chapter 35, verse 34.
三十五章的三十四节。
Chapter 35, verse 34.
神又使他和但支派中亚西撒抹的儿子亚和利亚伯心里灵明，能教导人。
And he has put in his heart the ability to teach in him and Aholiab, the son of Ahisamach of the tribe of Dan.
三十五节说，神使他们的心里满有智慧，能做各样的工。
35. He has filled them with skill to do all manner of work. Of work.
最后他说哈，神的什么工他们都能做，也能够想出奇巧的工。
They can do every work, and they are able to design artistic works.
那这一些巧匠来建造会幕，这些人呢，他们能够互相教导。
This group of artisans who were chosen to build a tabernacle, they're able to teach one another.
这是一个团队的工作。
This is a teamwork.
因为他们从材料制作那些零件开始，到整个完成，要很多很多人人力工参与的。
Because starting from collecting the material for the tabernacle to the finish of the tabernacle, it takes a lot of manpower.
那这个团队能够把这个神的会幕建造完成。他们能够互相教导是一个非常重要的关键。
Now this team was able to complete the work that God has entrusted them. One of the key factor that they were able to do this is because they are able to teach one another.
然后让我们再看到说这一群人他们是一个团队，然后他们可以互相的分工合作。
We see that these people they work together as a team and they are able to help one another.
神指定这两个人是要一起同工的。
God appointed these two people to work together.
那我们常常会听到有人会这样说了哈，说是分工容易，合作比较难。
And sometimes we might hear people say that it's easy to divide works, but it's hard to work together.
但其实，如果今天这些工作人都是被神的灵感动，被神的灵充满的，合作其实不是问题的。
But if people are filled with the Spirit of God, there shouldn't be any problem for them to work together.
因为如果都顺服神的灵，如果有神的灵充满，其实都能够顺服神的吩咐。
Because if they are filled with the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, then they will be able to submit themselves to the will of God.
那他们也能够互相教导，他们不会存着私心说，我这个技巧我不要教给你。
They will be able to teach one another. They will not have a selfish ambition to keep a skill to themselves.
他们不会隐瞒他们所知道的。
They will not try to hide what they know.
他们互相的教导，互相的学习。
Rather, they will teach one another and learn from one another.
因为这个当时的灵充满的时候，这些人都有一个共同的特点。
Because when these people are filled with the Holy Spirit, they have a common characteristic.
因为他们了解这些能力其实不是他们自己原来就有的。
They know that their ability did not come from themselves.
这些能力是神赐的，是神的灵，从神的灵来的。
Their ability came from God.
那所以他们知道，既然是从神来的，所以他们就可以互相教导，他们不会互相隐瞒说，我这个技巧教给你，你就比我厉害了。这是我们一般人间的一些相处之道嘛，哈。
Since they know that their ability and skill comes from God, they will not try to hide what they know.
那这样一个互相对待的方法，其实就像保罗在哥林多前书所说的。
This is very similar to what Paul said in First Corinthians.
我们看哥林多前书第四章。
Please turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
第四章的第七节。
Chapter 4 verse 7.
哥林多前书四章七节。
First Corinthians chapter 4 verse 7.
这里说使你与人不同的是谁呢？你有什么不是领受的呢？若是领受的，为何自夸仿佛不是领受的呢？
Verse 7. For who makes you differ from another? And what do you have that you did not receive?
那老师说，今天其实我们所有的东西，我们所有的才能，都是从神给我们的。
Everything we have, every skill that we have today, come from God.
我们弟兄姐妹，如果能够了解到这一点，
If brothers and sisters understand this point,
那我们在参与神的工作的时候，我们一定会非常乐意的去互相帮助，让每一个人都能够在主里面成长。
Then when we are doing the work of God, we will be willing to help one another to grow in the Lord.
那这些巧匠他们做神的会幕的工作， Now, 神的灵运行在当中，充满他们是一个主要的关键。
Now this group of artisans was able to do the work of God.Mainly because the Spirit of God filled them.
他们可以同工，然后一起完成。
They are able to work together and finish the work together.
当他们做完这些工作以后，圣经特别又描述一次哦。
After they complete the work, the Bible mentioned again.
在出埃及记的三十八章哦。
In Exodus chapter 38.
出埃及记三十八章。
Exodus chapter 38.
如果我们看二十二节。
If we read verse 22.
三十八章二十二节。
Chapter 38, verse 22.
这里说，凡神所吩咐摩西的，都是犹大支派户珥的孙子乌利的儿子以比撒列做的。与他同工的有但支派中亚西撒摩的儿子亚俄利亚伯。再一次的强调，是这两个人他们同工的时候互相帮助做起来的。
Again, the Bible emphasized that the work was able to finish because these two people worked together.
然后最后他们都能够遵照神的旨意。把这个工作完成。
In the end, they were able to complete the work of God according to all that the Lord has commanded Moses.
每一件物品都要照神的吩咐，都不能够有任何自己的意见把它修改。
Every single furnishing has to be made according to the commandment of God.
你看这些人，他们本来他们被神的灵感动，然后充满做这些工作的时候。
So you see that when these people are filled with the Spirit of God and when they were doing the work of God,
他们全部都百分之百照神的意思做。
They did everything according to the instruction of the Lord, 100%.
并没有因为神给他们的智慧、聪明、知识、能力以后，然后就擅自的把神的设计把它做更动了，没有。
They did not change God's plan to their own will after God has given them wisdom and talent.
特别在出埃及记在做这个祭司的衣服的时候，特别明显。
And this point is especially prominent when they were making garment of the priesthood.
如果我们看出埃及记三十九章
，If we read Exodus chapter 39,
最后就做那个祭司的衣服啊。
In the very end, they were making garments of the priesthood.
从第一节开始就。最后就说是照神所吩咐摩西的。
Starting from verse 1, the Bible tells us that they made the garment as the Lord has commanded Moses.
从第五节、第七节、二十一节、二十六节、二十九节、三十一节，连续一直强调重复，都是照神所吩咐摩西的。
Verse 29 and 31 again says that they did everything as the Lord has commanded Moses.
因为这个衣服在设计上特别容易有我们自己的意见，是因为说这样子比较好看，这样子这个掉了一个袋子在那边做什么，可能会人用自己的方法把它修改了。
Because it's very easy for us or for a person to inject his own will when he's making a garment according to what he thinks looks better.
但是因为他们有神的灵充满
，But since they were filled with the Spirit of God，
他们可以完全顺服神的设计，接受神所说的。
They were able to fully submit themselves to the design of God。
所以被神的灵充满，他们可以互相同工。
Because they were filled by the Holy Spirit, they were able to work together。
他们能够彼此教导。
They were able to teach one another.
他们能够完全遵照神的旨意来行。
They were able to do according to the commandment of God.
那么他们照神的旨意做完以后
，After they finished the work according to the will of God,
圣经描述一句很重要的话。
The Bible says a very important.
我们请看39章，出埃及39章32节。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 39, verse 32.
39章的三十二节。
Chapter 39, verse 32.
帐幕就是会幕，一切的工就这样做完了。凡神所吩咐摩西的，以色列人都照样做了。
Thus all the work of the tabernacle, the tent of meeting was finished, and the children of Israel did according to all that the Lord had commanded Moses, so they did.
第四十二节。
Verse 42.
神怎样吩咐的，他们就怎样做了。摩西看见一切的工都做成了，就给他们祝福。四十二节说，这一切工作都是以色列人照神所吩咐摩西做的。
For it's according to all that the Lord had commanded Moses, so the children of Israel did all the work.
这里这些巧匠他们做的工作，代表了整个以色列人。
The work that this group of artisans did, were done, on behalf of the people.
因为这里特别说，神所吩咐摩西的，以色列人都照样做了。
Because this verse tells us that according to all that the Lord had commanded Moses, so the children of Israel did all the work.
所以这些巧匠们他们的工作非常重要，非常关键。
And that's why the work of this group of artisans was very important.
它代表着全民。
Because they represent the whole people.
当他们遵照神的旨意做的时候，圣经说他们是以色列人都照样做了。
The Bible described that when these artisans did according to God's instructions, that means the children of Israel did all according to the instruction of God.
其实真正做的是这些做物品的这一个团队的。
But we know that it's actually this group of people that did the work.
那这一些工作做完之后，他们就得到神的祝福。
After the work was finished, they received God's blessing.
所以他们在西乃山下，以色列百姓在那个地方住了大概快9个月的时间。
The people of Israel lived by the foot of the Mount Sinai for about 9 months.
那等到这个会幕的工作全部完成以后，
After the work of the tabernacle was finished,
第43节说，神怎样吩咐的，他们就这样做了。那摩西看见一切的工都做成了，就给他们祝福。
Verse 43 says, Then Moses looked over all the work, and indeed they had done it, as the Lord had commanded, just so they had done it. And Moses blessed them.
这些巧匠的工作们带来了全民的祝福，得到神的祝福。
Everyone, the people, was blessed because of the work that this group of artisans did.
那今天他们这些人在建造这个会幕，其实对我们今天来说，我们有一个很大的提醒。
The work of building the tabernacle actually serve as a reminder for us.
因为这些小匠他们在建造会幕的这个精神，跟他们怎样顺服神的这些榜样，就是我们今天要建设真教会的一个参考，重要参考资料。
These artisans have set a very good example for us today when we're building the true church.
因为今天神的会幕在哪里？
Where is the tabernacle of God today?
就是神的居所在何处呢？
Where is God's dwelling place?
神的居所在真教会里。
God's dwelling place is in the true church.
神的居所也在我们的心里。
God's dwelling place is also in our hearts.
我们今天要怎样把我们的教会成为神居住的所在？
Today, how do we make our church God's dwelling place?
让我们的心的这个新的殿呢，能够让神来同住，愿意来祝福，得到神祝福。
So that God will be willing to live inside the temple of hearts.
我们就要照着他们这一些人所做的来做。
If we want God to live in our heart, we have to do like what this group of artisans did.
我们知道主耶稣基督他对这个他的属灵的真教会有一个非常严格的要求的。
We know that Jesus Christ has a very strict standard for his true church.
基督的身体就是教会，不能够按照个人的喜好来建设。
The body of Christ is church, and no one can build it according to his like or dislikes.
一切都要按照主耶稣基督的吩咐跟使徒和先知的教训呢。
Everything has to be done according to the teaching of Jesus Christ and the instruction of the apostles.
所以今天我们在想到会幕，看到会幕，我们想到我们的真教会。
Therefore, today when we see the tabernacle, we will think about true church.
我们来看一下以弗所书第二章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2.
先看二十节。
Verse 20.
以弗所书二章二十节。
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20.
这里说，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，并有基督耶稣自己为房角石，各房靠他联络的合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿。你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。那这里提到，今天教会要建造在使徒跟先知的根基上。
This verse tells us that the church must be built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets.
所以建设教会的这些人非常关键。
The people who build the church are the key.
那他们的工作其实也是像会幕的这些巧匠们一样，是关乎全民的。
Their work is very similar to that of the artisans. It has to do it affects the whole people, the entire people.
因为就是这么关键，所以需要有神的灵特别的感动。
Because their work is so important, they need to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
那神就会把他的神会把他的灵充满在这些人当中。
And God will fill His Spirit among them.
今天我们教会，我们伊丽莎白教会。
Today, our Elizabeth Church.
如果我们能够学习这些信息，这些巧匠们他们所告诉我们这些榜样。
If we can learn from the teaching that this group of artisans gave us,
我们能够祈求神的灵来充满我们。
If we are able to ask the Spirit of God to fill us,
让我们能够得智慧、聪明、知识，还有能力，来按神的旨意来建设教会。
So that we may gain wisdom, understanding, power to build the church of God according to His will.
那么我们弟兄姐妹当中一定能够互相的同心同工。
Then all the brothers and sisters will be able to work together.
那当我们同工的时候，当我们同心的时候，神就会让这个福音兴旺。
When we have unity of heart, God will prosper the work of the gospel.
就像那个腓立比教会，保罗说他们是从头一天开始就同心合意的兴旺福音。
Just like what Paul described the church in Philippi, he said that the church in Philippi have been working together for the sake of the gospel since day one.
那因为有神的灵充满在当中。
Because God's Spirit filled among them.
那每一个工人都能够顺服神的带领。
Every worker was able to submit to God's guidance.
会共同遵照神的旨意来执行神的工作。
And they will work, they will submit themselves to the will of God.
就会顺服神了。
And they will submit to God.
不会用自己的想法去改变神的命令，神的旨意。
They will not try to use their own will or power to change God's commandment.
而且还能够彼此教导，让每一个弟兄姐妹都能在主里面成长。
Moreover, they will be able to teach one another so that all brothers and sisters may grow together in Christ.
所以教会里面充满活力。
And that's why then this church will be filled with life.
因为上一代的比较资深比较有经验的会把这些技巧一些从神领受的来教导下一代的人。
Because the previous generation, the worker in the previous generation, will teach the future generation how to worship God.
我们来看一下提摩太后书第二章。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太后书第二章。
2 Timothy chapter 2.
第二章我们看第二节。
Let's read verse 2.
第二章二节说，你要在许多见证人面前听。你在许多见证人面前听见我所教训的，也要交托那忠心能教导别人的人。
Verse 2, and the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit this to faithful men who will be able to teach others also.
在教会里面，我们因着神的灵的感动，我们会彼此教导，让这个神的工作、神的旨意能够传承下去。
In church, due to the movement of the Holy Spirit, we will be able to teach one another so that God'steaching will be able to pass down to the next generation.
教会的工人这些在执行工作的人，如果能够真的被神的灵感动，被神的灵充满，能够同心同工来照神的旨意做，教会一定可以得到神的祝福。
If every worker can be filled with the Holy Spirit and do according to the will of God, then this church will be blessed.
那整个教会在神的旨意里面就得神的祝福。
Then the entire church will be blessed by God according to His will.
神在诗篇134篇里面说，特别提到一句话，神从锡安 伺服器给这些以色列百姓。
And just like in Psalm chapter 134 says that
神从锡安赐福。
God will bless from Zion.
那锡安代表着教会。
And Zion represents church.
是神的居所。
Because it's where God lives.
今天这个教会如果能够按照神的旨意，把这个按照神的旨意像会幕一样把它建造完成。
If today we can build the church of God like how they built the tabernacle.
那全体弟兄姐妹来到这个地方都同样得到神的恩典。
When brothers and sisters come to church, then they too will receive the blessing of God.
那我们就在这个地方看见神的荣耀。
Then we will be able to see God's glory in this place.
就像当会幕建造完成以后。
Just like after the tabernacle was finished.
圣经特别这样描述。
The Bible describes.
我们来看出埃及记第40章。
Please turn to Exodus chapter 40.
出埃及记40章。
Exodus chapter 40.
请看34节。
Please read verse 34.
出埃及记的40章的34节。
Exodus chapter 40 verse 34.
当时云彩遮盖会幕，神的荣光就充满了帐幕。
Then the cloud covered the tabernacle of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle.
35节说，摩西不能进会幕，因为云彩停在其上，并且神的荣光充满了帐幕。
Therefore, Moses was not able to enter the tabernacle of meeting, because the cloud rested above it, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle.
当会幕完完全全的按神的旨意建设完成的时候，
When the tabernacle was built according to the will of God,
神的荣耀充满了当中。
God's glory filled this place.
甚至连摩西都不能够进去。
To the point that Moses was not able to enter the tabernacle.
因为神的荣耀太大了。
Because the glory of God was too great.
那表示说，神真的是将这个地方当成他自己的居所。
This means that God has treated this place as his dwelling place.
本来以色列百姓，他们犯罪得罪神的时候，神说我不跟你们去了。
When Israelites sinned against God, God said, I will not go with you.
那因着摩西他的代祷，
But because of Moses' intercession,
神改变他的心意，
God changed his mind.
然后之后神就告诉摩西说要为我做这个圣所。
Then God told Moses to build this tabernacle for him.
当这些巧匠们他们完完全全照神的意思把这个会幕建造完成的时候，
When this group of artisans build the tabernacle according to the will of God 100%.
这个会幕立起来。
And they erected this tabernacle.
神荣光充满在当中。
God's glory filled this place.
从此神不但没有离开他们。
Since then, God did not leave them.
神永远与他们同在。
And God remained with them forever.
神就与他们同行。
God traveled with them.
真的照他的慈爱，一步一步的把他们领进了他所应许的那个迦南美地。
According to his love and mercy, he guided them step by step to the promised land.
怎么能够会有这个转变？
How did this turning point come about?
这些工人事实上是非常关键。
This group of workers play a very key role.
完全照神的旨意，神的吩咐，去把这个会幕建造起来了。
They did according to the will of God fully in the matter of building the tabernacle.
所以愿神帮助我们。
So may God help us.
让我们今天教会里面每一个工人都能够有神的灵充满。
So that every worker in church may be filled by His Spirit.
让我们每一个工人都能够互相的同心同工。
That every worker can work together and be of one heart.
能够把神的真教会在这个末世建设完成。
So that we may be able to finish building God's true church in the last days.
让神的荣耀就住在这里，让全民都能够见证这里是神临在的居所。
Let God's Spirit dwell here and let the people of the world testify that this is the place where God lives.
愿主耶稣祝福。
May Jesus Christ bless us.
我们再来唱诗。
Now let's sing hymn. 415
首。
415.